Getting the Message, page 95. B. Being able to remember people's appearances is important when you witness a crime. Read the text below and match the statements with the people who made them.
Suspect confesses, "I did it." After being questioned by the police for hours, John Jones admitted he was the brains behind the jewel robbery. However, he denied he had any partners. Mr. Benson, the detective in charge of the case, didn't believe he was able to do everything by himself. Besides, two witnesses testified that they had seen a suspicious car parked in front of the jewelry store on the night of the robbery. A Volkswagen Golf, according to Mr. Parsons, and a Ford Focus, according to Mrs. Rigby. Their descriptions of the person in the car were also contradictory. Was it a man with dark short hair and a beard, as Mr. Parsons said, or a woman with long blonde hair and a big nose, as Mrs. Rigby declared? When Mr. Benson tried to talk to Mr. Hampton, the owner of the store, his wife, Mrs. Hampton, told him he had gone out of town. She also said she hadn't seen any strange car around the area. It seems that the police still have many things to investigate.